Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're blasting the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending September 6th, 2014. Wow. Well, that's my expert assessment of this week's lineup. As the Top 5 rouses itself from its August slumber, we get two new titles. That's a 40% turnover. Let's start in fifth place, where Magic ends its six-week run at the top with Rude. For band leader Nasri, this is just the beginning. Stay with me for more.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Marry you anyway. Marry that girl.
Magic falls to number five with Rude after ruling the Hot 100 chart for 6 weeks. Band leader Nasri Atwe has been an aspiring star in Canada for a decade and says he won't be satisfied until they're a stadium-level attraction. He tells the UK Daily Star that they want to play at Glastonbury and Wembley Stadium. He describes his group as guys who do not mess around when it comes to music. Sam Smith steps down a slot to number four with Stay With Me. Sam has revealed the unrequited love behind his hit debut album. Details are on the way.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay.
Sam Smith dips a notch to fourth place with Stay With Me. Speaking with the London Sun, the openly gay singer says his debut album, In the Lonely Hour, was inspired by his unrequited love for a straight man. Sam says the other man knows all about it, and they get along well now. So near, and yet so far. Meghan Trainor falls to third place after hitting the runner-up slot with All About That Bass. Meghan has more music on the way. Hold on for more.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Meghan Trainor dips a slot to number three with her salute to full-figured fans everywhere, All About That Bass. On September 9th, the young Massachusetts native will drop her first major label release, an EP titled Title. And speaking of the full-figured, last month Nicki Minaj nearly broke the internet when she released the twerk-filled video for her latest single, Anaconda. This week, the song roars into championship contention, moving from 39th to second place.
By the way, what'd he say? He can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through and check him in my automobile. Let him eat it with his grills. He keep telling me to chill. He keep telling me it's real that he love my sex appeal. He said he don't like I'm bony. He wants something he can grab. So I pull up in a jag and I hit him with a jab like dun 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 dun.
It's a red letter week for Nicki Minaj. The rapper posts her biggest ever hit as a lead artist as Anaconda rips from 39th to second place. Nicki's only other second place showing came in 2009 as a member of the Young Money crew in the song Bedrock. Well, it takes a lot to upstage Nicki Minaj, but Taylor Swift gets it done. She opens atop the Hot 100 with Shake It Off, and I'll tell you more after the song. Taylor Swift enjoys her second career Hot 100 win as Shake It Off opens at number one. She previously hit the bullseye in 2012 with We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. On October 27th, Taylor releases her fifth album, 1989. Named for her birth year, it's billed as her first documented official pop album. So goodbye Nashville, although Taylor still maintains a home there. I'll tell you what, drop by next week and we'll count them down together all over again. I'm Ray McDonald and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.